Hello and welcome to BioRevise, your go-to podcast for GCSE biology revision. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics for your exam, non-communicable diseases in humans. This is topic 3.4, and trust me, examiners absolutely love it. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's get started. So, what exactly is a non-communicable disease? The clue is in the name. Non-communicable means it cannot be passed from one person to another. You can't catch cardiovascular disease from a friend the way you catch a cold. These diseases develop over time, often as a result of the choices we make, our lifestyle. And that's what makes this topic so fascinating and so important, not just for your exam, but for real life. The diseases we're going to cover today include cardiovascular disease, that's heart and blood vessel disease, lung cancer, skin cancer, emphysema, type 2 diabetes, and cirrhosis of the liver. And the lifestyle factors that drive these diseases include smoking, poor diet, lack of exercise, excessive alcohol consumption, and exposure to UV radiation. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to link each lifestyle factor to the diseases it causes, explain how these factors interact, and evaluate the treatments available for cardiovascular disease. Let's go. Let's start with the big picture. Examiners want you to understand that non-communicable diseases are rarely caused by just one factor. They result from the interaction of multiple lifestyle factors. That word, interaction, is key. If a question asks you to explain how lifestyle factors affect disease incidence, you must show that factors work together, not in isolation. Think about it this way. Someone who smokes, eats a poor diet, and doesn't exercise is at far greater risk of cardiovascular disease than someone who only does one of those things. The risks multiply when factors combine. Now let's go through each lifestyle factor in turn. First up, smoking. Cigarette smoke contains thousands of harmful chemicals, including nicotine, carbon monoxide, and carcinogens. That's cancer-causing substances. Smoking is the leading cause of lung cancer. The carcinogens in smoke damage the DNA in lung cells, which can lead to uncontrolled cell division. That's cancer. Smoking also causes emphysema, where the alveoli, the tiny air sacs in your lungs, are permanently damaged and lose their elasticity. This makes gas exchange much less efficient. And if that wasn't enough, smoking also contributes to cardiovascular disease. Nicotine raises blood pressure, and carbon monoxide reduces the oxygen-carrying capacity of the blood by binding to hemoglobin. Next, diet. A poor diet, one that's high in saturated fats, salt, and sugar, significantly increases the risk of cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes. Saturated fats raise blood cholesterol levels, which leads to the buildup of fatty deposits called plaques inside artery walls. This is called atherosclerosis. These plaques narrow the arteries, restrict blood flow, and can cause heart attacks or strokes. A diet high in sugar and refined carbohydrates contributes to obesity, which is a major risk factor for type 2 diabetes. In type 2 diabetes, the body's cells become resistant to insulin, so blood glucose levels remain dangerously high. Now, exercise, or rather the lack of it. Physical inactivity increases the risk of cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, and obesity. Regular exercise strengthens the heart muscle, lowers blood pressure, helps maintain a healthy body weight, and improves insulin sensitivity. When candidates are asked about lifestyle changes for cardiovascular disease, exercise is always a valid answer, and it's often underestimated. Let's talk about alcohol. Excessive alcohol consumption is the primary cause of cirrhosis of the liver. The liver is responsible for breaking down alcohol, but when it processes too much over a long period, liver cells are damaged and replaced by scar tissue. This scarring is cirrhosis, and it permanently reduces liver function. Alcohol also contributes to cardiovascular disease and can raise blood pressure. Finally, UV radiation, ultraviolet radiation from the sun or from sunbeds, is the primary cause of skin cancer. UV radiation damages the DNA in skin cells. If this damage occurs in genes that control cell division, the cells can begin to divide uncontrollably, forming a tumor. The most dangerous form is malignant melanoma. Candidates often forget to mention DNA damage specifically. Make sure you include it. Now let's think about scale. These diseases don't just affect individuals, they have local, national, and global impacts. Nationally, non-communicable diseases place enormous strain on the NHS. Globally, they are the leading cause of death, particularly in high-income countries. though they are increasingly common in low and middle-income countries too as lifestyles change. Let's move on to treatments for cardiovascular disease. This is a favorite for evaluation questions. There are three main approaches: lifestyle changes, statins, and angioplasty. Lifestyle changes: improving diet, increasing exercise, stopping smoking, address the root causes of cardiovascular disease. The advantages are that they have no side effects, they're free, and they provide long-term benefits. The disadvantages are that they require significant willpower and behavior change, and the results are slow to appear. Statins are drugs that lower blood cholesterol levels, reducing the buildup of plaques in arteries. The advantages are that they are clinically proven, easy to take as a daily tablet, and effective at reducing the risk of heart attacks and strokes. The disadvantages include the need to take them every day for life, potential side effects such as muscle pain, and the fact that they treat the symptom, high cholesterol, rather than the underlying lifestyle cause. Angioplasty is a surgical procedure where a tiny balloon is inserted into a blocked artery and inflated to widen it. A stent, a small mesh tube, is often left in place to keep the artery open. The advantages are that it provides immediate relief of symptoms and physically unblocks the artery. The disadvantages are that it carries surgical risks, it is expensive, and the artery can become blocked again over time. Right, let's talk exam strategy. This is where marks are won and lost. Common mistake number one: confusing communicable and non-communicable diseases. A communicable disease is caused by a pathogen, a bacterium, virus, fungus, or parasite, and can be passed between people. A non-communicable disease cannot be transmitted. If an exam question asks you to distinguish between them, this is your key point. Common mistake number two: failing to link the specific lifestyle factor to the correct disease. Don't just say smoking is bad for you. Say smoking causes lung cancer because the carcinogens in cigarette smoke damage the DNA in lung cells, leading to uncontrolled cell division. Be specific, use the correct terminology. Examiners award marks for precise biological language. Common mistake number three: one-sided evaluations. If a question says, evaluate the use of statins, you must give both advantages and disadvantages. A one-sided answer will not achieve full marks. Use phrases like, on the other hand, or however, to signal that you're presenting a balanced argument. Exam tip: watch the command words. State means give a brief factual answer. Explain means give a reason, use the word because. Evaluate means consider both sides and reach a conclusion. Describe means say what happens using correct terminology. For a 6-mark question on this topic, aim to make at least 6 distinct marking points. Don't repeat yourself. Each sentence should earn a mark. Time for a quick fire quiz. Pause the podcast after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. Name 3 non-communicable diseases. Ready? The answer is any 3 from cardiovascular disease, lung cancer, skin cancer, emphysema, type 2 diabetes, cirrhosis. Question 2, which lifestyle factor is the primary cause of cirrhosis? The answer is excessive alcohol consumption. Question 3, what is a statin and what does it do? A statin is a drug that lowers blood cholesterol levels, reducing the risk of plaque buildup in arteries. Question 4, name 1 advantage and 1 disadvantage of angioplasty. Advantage: provides immediate relief and unblocks the artery. Disadvantage: carries surgical risks and may need repeating. Question 5. Why does smoking cause lung cancer? Because the carcinogens in cigarette smoke damage the DNA in lung cells, causing uncontrolled cell division. Let's wrap up. The key things to take away from today's episode are these. Non-communicable diseases cannot be passed between people. They develop as a result of lifestyle factors, and these factors interact, meaning the combination of multiple risk factors is more dangerous than any single one alone. The main lifestyle factors are smoking, poor diet, lack of exercise, excessive alcohol, and UV radiation, each linked to specific diseases: smoking to lung cancer and emphysema, alcohol to cirrhosis, UV radiation to skin cancer, poor diet and inactivity to cardiovascular disease, and type 2 diabetes. For cardiovascular disease, the 3 treatments are lifestyle changes, statins, and angioplasty. In evaluation questions, always give both advantages and disadvantages. And remember, in your exam, be specific, use correct terminology, and always link cause to effect with the word because. That's it for today's episode of BioRevise. Good luck with your revision, and remember, every mark counts. See you next time.